Welcome back to Meet the Tigers as we meet the South Hardin football team. And we're now joined by the head coach of South Hardin football, Nick Eller, as the Tigers are headed to a second straight state quarterfinal here in Class 1A. They take on Trainer coming up on Friday night. And coach, let's start off with that. How does it feel to be in a second straight state quarterfinal?
Feels really good. That's, you know, obviously the goal of our program is to be a contender every year, and we're getting to that point, you know, now with the second year in a row doing this. Really proud of the guys, proud of our team, proud of our kind of our whole program. I guess we're kind of a K through 12 program. We have youth football, flag football, tackle football, all the way to junior high and then high school. And this group of guys has come through that, and you know, they've been developed and coached the right way through that whole thing, and now you're starting to see the dividends. So just kind of a full circle moment you kind of realize when you see this group come through, of all the time people put into them, you know, us coaches, parents, all the weight room time. So it's very gratifying to know that they've put the work in to get to this point. And now as a coach, you just want to see them take the next step. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
What you would say has been a difference maker here for this year's team to come out and play the way you have, out to a 9-1 start, and have really been just playing complete football majority of your games?
Yeah, a lot of experience obviously has helped. A lot of these guys have played since they were freshmen, sophomores, you know, and started some of them, you know, since that time. So a lot of experience back. I think last year's season was a big help. It gave these guys kind of, you know, that confidence to win in the playoffs. Gave them confidence to go farther than, you know, we've ever gone, you know, and kind of get to this round. So now I think we at least kind of know what to expect. So I think last year set us up for some of this. And then the other kickers, these guys have just kind of had a mentality all year and all offseason of we're taking the next step and want to get to the dome. So they put a ton of work in, more work than we've probably ever done for an offseason in the weight room and 7-on-7s and padded camps and you name it, they've done anything we've asked because they want to take that next step. So I think that's been a huge part of it too.
If you were describing this program to someone outside the program on what Tiger football is, how would you do so?
Just a really, you know, kind of a go-to-work program of just, you know, kind of put your head down, go to work, grind out, you know, the off-season, grind out the season. Just to, you know, that lunch pail mentality of just we're going to outwork you, we're going to out, you know, kind of out trying out coach and outplay you, and just be a scrappy, you know, it's kind of our mentality and our, you know, our community's mentality, a scrappy, get after it, you know, farming, hard work community. And I think that's kind of what our team looks like too, is it has a mix of all those kind of guys, and they play that way and they play together well. And I think just a family a little bit, you know, of that kind of that community and the programs kind of all, you know, mesh together. I think you feel that too with our culture, of where our kids are, you know, have come through the program. They have parents that have been, you know, that went to both schools growing up, and now they've kind of become one. And I can feel that, you know, every year I've been here, I feel that more and more. And that just takes time, you know, as your school district grows. But that's been fun to see too.
A highlight moment for you, whether a game or a particular moment in a game to this point in the year?
I don't know if I had a particular one. I feel like every game just been another step in our program, honestly, this whole year. And starting out with the record we had, I think was just another step in our program where we had a lot of people shooting for us and coming at us pretty good these first, you know, this entire season. You know, we've never been in that spot. So it was kind of gratifying to me to see us be able to take those punches and still play well and still win most of these games handedly. And then I just feel like this last few playoff games, we've come in and just known like this is what it takes to win. And that's been gratifying for me as a coach, just to know that we're taking that next step now where we expect to win. We know if someone's coming in here to come, you know, kind of throw their best punch at us, we can take it and still come back and do things and win the game that way. So that's been fun to see as a coach. But then I think just the last part would be just gratifying to see our program come from where it has to where my first few years here, you know, we'd have maybe half the stands at best full. And now you walk into the stadium at 4:00 on a Friday and half of them are full with blankets saving spots. You know, people don't see or didn't see when I was starting here. That's fun to see where the community's more fired up, the support's more, the following's more, and just that commitment's more. And that's fun to see as a coach because you put a ton of time in to get to that point.
One of the things we've talked about all year is the value of a balanced offense. Your team has playmakers up and down the depth chart that can come in at any time and make a big play. How you feel that's helped this offense accomplish what it has here this year?
Yeah, that was a big thing when I first got going here, was I really wanted to be balanced, because I've learned my lesson a few times here and other places that, boy, if you're just one-sided, it's really hard once you get into playoffs to keep playing, because teams will do everything they can to stop one of them. And if they got some to stop both, you're in trouble. So that was a big kicker of mine when I got here. It takes time to do that. It takes great players. It's not easy. I'm not saying that. But we really wanted to try and be as balanced as possible this year, and we've been really close. And just make everyone have to cover everybody, you know, really spread the ball around, use our weapons. That's always been a pet peeve of mine, seeing great weapons, and, you know, you throw the ball to them once or twice, and you get done with the game and go, man, here's our best guy, and you barely touch the ball. So that's just been something I've really tried to do as a coach, get better at and develop more, and just have our players, you know, everyone be involved, everyone be able to make a play for us. And that way it's just so hard for defenses to stop us.
This defense has been putting up amazing numbers here in Class 1A, 7 points or less in 7 games. What has really been the difference there for your defense to come out and play with that type of intensity?
Great game plan put in by our defensive coaches first. I just tip my hat to them. They just do a great job. I really let them just take it. I'm not a super big micromanager guy. I trust them. And no, they know what they're doing, so I'm in a way of like a Phil Parker where I know he knows what he's doing. I feel that way with Coach Saville, Coach Kane, Coach Butler, Coach G, Coach Giles. They know what they're doing. Hey, take it and let's go, and I trust them, and they've just done that. So that's been fun to see as a coach. The other part is we brought a lot of experience back. That obviously helps a bunch when you got a lot of guys that play a lot of football on that side of the ball too. But they just have really played together well, where our defensive line translates good into our linebackers, translates good into our secondary, and they all just mesh together well. And that's a big part that I think people don't sometimes realize, how well those three units have to play together to make it work. And we're doing our job better than we've ever done, you know, staying home, containing, just basic defensive things. But when you do those things the best, that's when you're going to have a defense like this, and they've done a really good job of that.
Talking with the players here on the Meet the Team show, I asked them about the flights that you do for your warm-up and how that's helped them, and they said it's really made them ready to go. From your perspective, what that means to you to hear that it's really helping them?
Yeah, we had a couple of years ago where we just felt like we were always slow starting, and we couldn't figure out, like, what do we got to do to our warm-ups to get us going. We kind of, you know, pulled the players, pulled the coaches, and kind of thought, well, you know, what do we got to do to get people fired up? We did do some research from other schools and some colleges of things they were doing, so that was part of it too. But I'm really glad it's working, and the boys think it's working. That's all that matters to me. If it wasn't working, then we'd be done with it fast. But if they think it's helping them get ready and we're going to start the game fast, then it's just what we want. And so it's good to hear, and also, you know, glad that that's helping us get started. We have started games better since that, because we want to do what's best for the kids. And so far, they really like it. It seems to kind of get their juices flowing the best.
Looking to your state quarterfinal opponent, you're taking on Trainer, a team that you have not seen before. From what you've been able to do studying, preparing for this matchup, your thoughts on the Cardinals?
Got a really nice team. You know, it's that time of year where you're going to play all good teams, so we're not shocked by that by any means. But they got a really nice team, very balanced like us. So that's going to make it a challenge for us that way for sure. Very balanced, have the whole package of athletes, good-sized linemen, good running back, good quarterback. Very similar team to us. So we know we got our work cut out for us. It's going to be a dogfight. They've got a lot of seniors. We got a lot of seniors. That means guys want to win this time of year because they know their season's done. So we just got to come out, play really good football all three phases, knowing that they're going to do.
What you would say the keys to the game are for your offense, defense, special teams to come out and play Tiger football against this Cardinals team?
Offense, just I really just be consistent. I feel like we haven't been done a bad job the last few weeks. We've just been a little bit inconsistent, miss a play, miss a block, and that ends a drive. You know, just simple things like that. Just get clicking better. And just got to keep putting points on the board like we have been. And then defense, just got to stop the big play. A lot of their scoring comes on big plays, one missed tackle, one missed block or tackle, and they make a good block, and boom, the guy's gone. So they've got to shut down the big plays, because that's how they move the ball the best. Got to get pressure on their quarterback. When he has time to sit back there, he throws a pretty good ball, so it'll be tough defending him if he's got a lot of time. And then special teams, they are dangerous in the special teams game because they got some good returners with speed. We definitely don't want to give them the ball in, you know, an open space where they got a lot of room to run. So we just got to be smart with how we kick to them, how we cover. And then same thing, flip that back. We've got to get better in our return game. Our kick return game has not been as good lately. So we're trying to kind of, you know, do some wrinkles here and there to get that kind of cleaned up and kind of back to how we started the year with that, and see how that goes. But just got to play all three phases. I think each team's going to be very similar. It's going to kind of come down to kind of who makes, you know, a big mistake, who makes a big play, you know, at a key time.
Your message to the team as you're on the doorstep of first-time history for this South Hardin football team.
Message to the team this week is very basic. It's just do our jobs and treat this week like it's a 1-0 week, you know. Just take it, not worry about that next step. We've really pushed that hard all year. That's kind of what our motto was, don't blink, was just focus on week to week. So nothing changed really that way. We know they know what's on the line. It's nothing, you know, we got to sit there and talk about much. But just play our football. We've really, you know, stressed that all year. I don't think anything changes this week. Play our football. Execute the game plan, and I think we'll be right there with about anybody in the state if we do that.
The support you felt from Tiger Nation in another historic run here for this team.
Been unbelievable. Had so much support this year. Parents, community members, school people. Just been awesome. Tons of messages I've received, tons of different things, you know, that have been said to the players. We really appreciate it. Just appreciate the support. We're going to need a big home crowd on Friday. I think that's going to be a key to the game as we have a bigger home crowd. And really, you know, kind of make it loud for them when they're on offense and stuff like that. I think that's huge. So it's going to be big again this Friday, but it's been awesome all year long. You can feel it. We have usually have a better crowd than the other team does anywhere we go, other than maybe the Grundy game, you know. But even then, I think we were probably maybe even more than Grundy. So that was fun to see. Our fans are hungry. We're hungry. Hopefully we can show them that Friday.
Final thoughts, Coach, as this Tiger football team continues to put this part of the county on the map in Class 1A football.
Just a huge thanks for, like I just said, to all the people who have been supporting us all year, all the support people that help us, our trainers, our stat guys, our booster moms. Can't thank them enough for all the help they've given us this year, our ball boys, the guys doing chains, you name it. It takes a village, and we know that. All of our other coaches in the youth programs have been a huge part of getting this program to where it is, and I don't let that, you know, don't take that lightly. So I really appreciate everyone's support, helping us get to this part, you know, kind of this spot as a program. And just big thank you to you guys for covering us and getting our players exposure, getting our players on the radio and doing our games. We appreciate it.
Well, Coach, thank you for the time all year and this time joining us here on the Meet the Team show. Best of luck to you and your Tigers as you take the field in a state quarterfinal taking on Trainer coming up on Friday night.
You bet. Thanks a lot for having me.
We'll come back to wrap up the show right after this on KLMJ.